For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Bingo, bango, bingo.
You're like a long way direction.
Spinning around the sun, spinning around the galaxy, spinning around the universe. It's another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. Welcome to the mouthfuck that is this podcast. What is up, everybody? I am Jason Tebow. I am on the phone, kind of Skype-ish. We're on a Skype phone call with our good friend Ari Shaffir, who is doing what now? Why are you out of breath?
I'm getting ready for packing for my special. I'm trying to get everything in my bag and
not just packing. You're not packing for like I'm packing to go out of town. You're packing for your special.
Well, I got to pack all these fucking two pieces of clothes for every fucking. I got to get doubles of everything. I got to make sure they're all packed. And for sure, I'm forgetting stuff. What'd you do, socks?
I have that feeling all the time. I had that feeling all day because I'm leaving tomorrow. Today also I have.
Oh yeah, you have to open your CD.
Today I'm not packing to go to Chicago. I'm packing to go. I'm packing to record my album. But I do have that feeling because I talked to the tech guy. And by the way, let me just say, mad respect to every single person that has ever produced their own comedy album, because it is so much work, and I really have found that out.
More work than you think. Yeah.
It is so much more work than you think. And for the last, for 5 months, if you include editing this thing, I got a guy editing it, but you know I'll be a big part of that. You're really only a comic for the 5 hours you're doing your recordings, and then you wear every other hat for 5 months. You're a marketer, you're a producer, you're an art director, you're for the flyers and for the posters and for the cover, and you're an editor, So it really is. I really look forward to Friday night when I can finally be a comedian for a few hours and then go right back.
Yeah, that Jewish girl asked me, like, well, I'm looking forward to the most of the special. I'm like, I don't know. I think just doing it.
Yeah, exactly. What Jewish girl? You're still seeing the girl?
Yeah, like Jewish. Yeah, I see her like once a week. It's not bad.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news with Ari Shaffir. Have you said the L word? Leave. The L word is leave.
Leave?
Leave. Have you said the L word to her a lot? Like, leave. Get out. Hit the road.
Oh, leave. No. That's what she does on her own. We went out yesterday, and she just, like, left.
What do you mean? Yeah. She just bounced in the middle of, like, all right, I'm out?
No. Well, like, we fucked. She came over. She went over my wardrobe with me a little bit, and we boned.
Uh-huh.
And I tied her up like a fucking gentleman.
You tied her up?
Yeah, man.
With what? Well, I don't say yeah, man. Like, everybody's just tying everybody to shit left and right. No one has your luxurious lifestyle.
Are they not?
Not spelled with a K. See what I did there? It's so stupid. So you tie? What'd you tie her to? Just a bed? You tied her to anything crazy?
Great, like time to kill yourself, by the way. Like, not tie it to bed, get it, and then just boom.
yeah.
Blow your brains out. I just tied her hands behind her back, basic shit, nothing crazy.
Uh-huh. You ever use, like, you ever nail gun her to something? You ever give it the old Jesus and, like, throw her up on a cross and then bang her that way? That'd be the sweetest revenge.
Yeah.
You're a Christ killer out the gate anyway.
You ever make your bed when somebody's going to come over and you gotta, because Egot's staying in my house? Oh, don't tell Egot about this. But, ever make your bed where you're like, you gotta cover up the cum spots?
Okay.
So like,
wait. Let me make sure I got this right because I love it, and I promise I'm gonna tell Adam. Everybody knows he's one of my best friends. But I might think how can I spin this? Like I might tell him later. That might be the best.
Later, sure, later.
That's the fun way to do it. Why would I not want to have one of my buddies sleep in another puddle and my other buddies come? And like, why would I want to warn him? It's so much more fun to like be able to tease him. It's like how you slap me with that condom. You could have just dangled a condom, but that wouldn't have been a story for 10 years.
Right.
Slap me across the face with it. Next thing you know, that's on Comedy Central when we're in our 40s. So, yeah, I absolutely
want... when we were in our 20s, our late 20s, and now it's in our 40s when we're showing.
Isn't that crazy? So, wait, so you're here's the deal. So, Adam's, because he's in New York right now, he's going to be coming to your place when you're gone, when you're over doing your special. You're not even out of town, you're doing your special. And then Adam's coming there. But you are like, fuck changing the sheets or washing the sheets. I'm just going to let this bozo sleep in some of my ball milk.
Well, I got the spare sheets changed, the ones that Dean Del Rey slept on.
Yeah, slept on them. I made love
in
that bed.
To pick it up. Yeah, that's him. Hey, what's up, Dean? How are you?
Yeah, just listening to Dokken while I was laying in your bed. It's pretty sweet.
Well, that's cool, man. Great. I'm glad I could have helped.
Hey, I killed a Peruvian hooker in your bed. I hope you're cool with that.
Gotta do something with her.
She was like, rat sucks, and I'm like, you're dead. So Dean, so you just have a rotating, like, a door of comics or people coming through there, huh?
I try to be pretty cool about stuff. What's up, Adam? Adam's here right now. Okay, I'm gonna leave in like 20 minutes anyway. He gets here right now.
Hi, DeClone.
Oh, hey, fuckface.
Hey, welcome to Punch Drunk.
Feels great right now, huh?
Oh, god damn it. Now there's a fucking pile of cum in your fucking bed. Ugh, I'm gonna blow my brains out.
Yeah, he's not hearing that part.
Well, don't tell him what we're saying, dude. You gotta hide it. Put a bunch of, like, put like something over it, like a pillow right there. He'll show up tired. Okay.
Hey, dude, wait, I made a bed for you. There's a pillow over there.
Yeah, perfect.
You're the best, dude. I was trying to take all the sheets to the laundry.
No, I just washed them like a couple days ago.
They're unreal.
Yeah.
Tell them the sheets are very clean. Tell them the sheets are very clean. Don't worry about washing them.
No, it's all pretty clean.
Tell them the sheets are very clean.
Give me 10 minutes. I gotta wrap this up. All right.
Tell them the sheets are very clean. Don't worry about washing them.
Well, you don't use pans, but don't wash this pan no matter what with soap. It's just cast iron.
Dude, come in some pans. Come in some pans real quick before he leaves.
What? He said he's happy Triplet didn't call him for spots. We didn't have to give him any spots.
He said what?
He said he's happy Triplet didn't call him for spots. We didn't have to give him any spots.
Oh, yeah, he's in China. I'm surprised he didn't still call us for spots from China, just because he should have.
Seems like he would have. Yeah, seems like it's a thing Triple would do.
You know, call him. Anyway. So I know you got to jam in like, you know, 2-3 hours. All right, you got to go to a special. Talk about that. Plug it. Let's do some dates out the gates and all that. I'll do sponsorship after you get off the air. I don't want to waste time doing that while we can talk to you.
Okay, so I made the bed this way where I made it, and then you don't do the fold over.
Wait, why am I whispering? Keep going.
Oh, yeah, so you do the fold over. So that the top, you know how like...
So you can just peel the banana.
Yeah, peel the banana. Exactly. So I did that, and that covered up a lot of the cum. So then I told him, like, no, he was like, I was just going to go wash the sheets. I was like, no, not necessarily. I just washed them.
Yeah. You got to stress that they are very, very, very clean.
Yeah.
Then you just came all over those sheets last night, and probably so did she.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Any blood from her, your ass? I'm sure there's tears. What else is in the bed?
Oh, my God. Dude. So, I don't know what happened yesterday. I mean, it was a long shit, for sure.
I can't imagine you taking a short one.
I bled so much. I was in the shower. And you know how you go, like, stick a finger, like, just to the edge of your lips, your ass lips?
No.
You know?
And also, why do you call your ass your pussy lips? Maybe this is the whole problem. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff might be going in your ass. Maybe we found the problem for the bleeding.
No, man. It's cool. It's cool.
It's not cool. Well, actually, I think it's cool. Keep going, though. Go ahead. So you're taking a rape shower while you're crying blood out of your ass, or your vagina,
you just,
as you call
it. You just kind of like wipe the fucking shit out of your ass. You just wipe it. You just wipe it, you know? You get your soapy hands. You just kind of rub, you know, you rub past your asshole.
Been doing it since we were five.
Yeah. Anyway, so then it's like I did that, and it almost felt like I fucking pushed open like a trash bag that had water in it. I had to force the water out, or more like when you put a sticker on your fridge, there's a bubble, it's an air bubble.
Uh-huh.
You know, like push it out towards the edge, you know.
Uh huh.
So it felt like I did that, and then blood just started pouring out. I was like, "What the fuck?" And so I was like, "All right, well that's all gone, I guess." You know, I washed it out. That's happened before, where I bled into the drain. But then, like 5 minutes passed, I washed my front. Turned around, you know, washed my ass again. Blood poured out again.
Like,
and
when
dude,
you...
It didn't stop.
When you say blood pours out of your ass when you're in the shower, now pour is a very descriptive term. Is it explosive diarrhea pouring out? Is it like how much... Would you feel a...
If you look at my feet, you ever go straight from toilet to shower without wiping?
No.
What?
Absolutely not. Not once in my lifetime.
You're a loser, dude.
Why does that make me a loser? You're the idiot bleeding out of your asshole. Guess what's never happened to me? I wipe my ass. I then maybe take a shower. No blood.
I mean, yeah, those are both valid ways to do it.
Where did you learn how to have kind of like rectal anal care? Where did you learn how to wipe your ass or not wipe your ass? Where did you think, who taught you that it was optional to wipe your ass?
No, you can just go straight to the shower, though.
Technically, you could do whatever you want. I've been around plenty of people on the bus or subways in many cities across America where people decided, you know what, I'm going to say no to wiping my ass ever. Most of those people, drink soup out of a boot and heat their hands over a trash can that's on fire. Yeah, it's optional, but I'm just saying in modern society, most people wipe their ass.
Yeah, sure, most. But you're an idiot if you haven't even tried to go once. First of all, you save toilet paper.
Do you? It sounds like you probably go through a lot of it.
No, you don't even bother with the toilet paper, I'm saying.
Okay.
You just go straight to shower. How are you not getting this?
No, I get it. So you just go straight to shower, and then you just, what, you just put the hose right on your ass or something? Or you just...
Yeah, and then you let it run down your leg into the drain, and it kind of looks like... Do you remember that scene, what was that movie with Tippi Hedren?
With who?
Psycho. Psycho. Remember Psycho?
Oh, yeah, I remember the movie Psycho.
So remember when
what's that one movie with Chewbacca? What was that thing called? Remember that fucking short film? Go ahead.
So when she gets stabbed and Psycho's they don't really show the stab, they just show the blood running like around the drain.
Yes, very famous scene.
Yeah, picture that with Browner.
But it sounds like it's also a lot of blood. Like you, it looks exactly like the Psycho scene from you.
Right, so now you replace the brown back with the blood. Yeah, I guess it needed a double metaphor.
Oh, so you go brown, it goes brown drain, very Alfred Hitchcock-esque, and then to the blood.
Well, that's what I'm used to. I'm used to brown drain. And then suddenly, I guess.
It's going to be hard not to name this episode Brown Drain. As he writes it down, Brown Drain is in the running, and it's also gag-worthy. By the way, wonderful job on making Steve Renazzisi puke for a third time in three different studios. We got to get him to puke in here again. I think we really, you know, he had to leave early. Sammy had to leave early, so it was a little disjointed, but we really could have kept him in here for a long vomit. Had the winds blown a little different. The funniest thing is, his eyes are blood red, and he's, you know, kind of heaving and done, you know, puking, but he looks like he just, you know, threw up. And he says to me on his way out, all I wanted to talk about was the Yankees bullpen. And it's 30 minutes of just torturing him, and then he throws up, and he can't stop. Oh, God damn. It was very, just so people know, you know, a lot of people thought it was great. A lot of people loved it. But I do fully understand that it's difficult when it's just the audio. But the YouTube is available. You can go to All Things Comedy YouTube page. It's available there to watch if you want to watch it. It is one that's very watchable. And I don't, you know, a lot of people like to watch the show. They seem to enjoy that one more than because the majority of people just listen to it. I do implore you to go back and at least watch that that segment of it because it's really hilarious. But him looking at me with just tears pouring out of his eyes and his eyes are bloodshot. All I wanted to talk about was Yankees bullpen right when he's leaving. God, it was just wonderful. That guy's such a good fucking sport. I love you, Steve Renazzisi.
Yeah.
So your special, we'll talk about that. Plug what we'll you got.
Your CD first.
November 4th, this Friday, guys, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock show. I'm tweeting and posting, and everybody's blasting all the tickets that are available still left. Come to one, come to both. But, yeah, I'm going to do like an hour 10 twice. I'm going to pull all the improv stuff that doesn't work. You know, you pull all the, you know, if you're, you know, local referencing, you know, all the bullshit. So I'll probably cut it down to about, you know, 55 minutes standard length. Probably I got a funny little thing in the very beginning I'm going to do. Regarding the national anthem. And, dude, I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for it. You got any last-minute advice? You know, the audio, got all that's all taken care of. Everything is locked and loaded and ready to go. It's a very cool rock club. Brian Posehn was just there. Kyle Kinane was just there. Kinane said he had a great time. So I'm stoked for it. You got any album advice? This is Ari's album advice.
I mean, have a crushing set.
For sure.
You can easily take out any bit that doesn't work.
Exactly.
So it's almost like do it all.
Right.
I mean, to the point of like not tiring out the crowd.
Exactly.
Once they're tired, nothing's going to go in. But how many sets are you recording?
Two.
Two. So then really, it's just a question of like, I mean, somebody told me this, I think maybe Jeff Ross, right? It's like, just have fun. Don't worry about as much about getting every tagline down.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll know them, so you will. But mostly, it's just about having fun. So if you feel like a risk coming, fucking go for it. You know, just like be in this, like have just a good set.
Yeah, because you know, there's a magic of editing too. You know, if something doesn't work.
Yeah, and also
or...
comedy albums really do feel like time and place, especially with sometimes the graininess of the recording. So it's just almost like. He was there. So if something comes up, you know, I don't ever include anybody. If like if somebody heckles, I delete that. I don't want anybody feeling like empowered.
Yeah, this
by
one's
that.
This but, one is a bit, will be a bit of a timestamp as far as albums go, as you know, the way I see it, because it is 4 days before the election. It is Return to the Red State. Trump's vice presidential candidate is very anti-gay, and from the state of Indiana where I'm recording this. You know, a lot of my stuff is about being raised by lesbians. So it'll be very fun. You know, there will be a big chunk of this is like by the time this is a few days before we vote. So it'll be a little political.
Oh,
it'll
well,
be a little,
if you're doing stuff about like.
It's a little topical, but because of the nature of all of it, you'll get that when you listen to it.
Yeah, but like Rogan's special, he had like, you know, Trump might be the president. And that's okay for now. But like in a couple weeks, it'll be like. Either Trump is going to be the president or Trump is not going to be the president.
Yeah, I got
to
word it all that
so
way.
So it's almost like change your wording to be like, so it still sounds
relevant
okay
when you're listening. Yeah, I thought about that too. Or even just
you know, maybe we could two sets like Trump got close to being the president or Trump is, I don't know, maybe even do like a pickup. Like, maybe even say like to the crowd, like, oh, hey, let me just do this just in case he wins. Trump is the president, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything that's relevant that way as much as it is that, you know, that they're what clowns they both are.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, it's more of that sort of shit.
But sometimes you'll see stuff in editing where you're like, fuck, I wish I'd said it one other way because now this doesn't seem right. You'll see like, but whatever. But that's, you deal with it when you, it's like, you can do what you want. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Yeah. And I know a ton of people personally that are coming to this. Not to mention all the fans that have hit me up. I mean, there's people that are driving from far away and I can't stress how much I appreciate that. It's so cool for all you people to be like, dude, I'm driving from... You know, I got one guy driving from Australia, he says. Sounds like he's been drinking, but man, I really appreciate that. Long drive. That's a long flight. I can't imagine what the drive is from Australia, but I do appreciate the effort. I hope he leaves in enough time. Ari, so what about your special? Is that the next thing that you have coming up? Yours is Saturday?
Saturday, yeah, in Austin.
Saturday in Austin.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing the whole week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday also. Two shows every night and two shows Saturday. But, yeah, I'm taking both shows Saturday. I'm excited. I'm producing this myself, too. So it's my first one I'm producing myself.
And that's got to be so much work because mine's just audio.
Yeah, it's a lot more work. But it's fun. I'm listing people that I know and trust. So it's like nobody saddled me with somebody with any job. I'm like, that guy's not pulling his weight.
Right.
It's all people I kind of believe in, from the editor to the fucking cameraman.
See, you got to deal with all that shit. I can't even imagine. Director. Do you have a showrunner for that as well, or just a director?
Just a director, and then there's a producer. Okay. The producer is fucking the guy who directs my special. I'm in my show. I just know how to talk to them. The editor is the one who edits my show, the one I really like from that. So it's just like, it's all like golden.
Right.
I'm just ready to do it. There are still seats available, so, you know, get tickets at harryshapiro.com, but, yeah, whatever. Should we do it? I'm not smoking pot until then, too, so.
How does that make you feel?
What, not smoking pot?
Well, is it because, why, I just wonder the motivation behind it. Is it because you're like, I just want to focus and I want to work, and, you know, even if I smoke a little, then I'm going to be smoking a lot, or what? Even though you're a big-time stoner.
Smoking a lot also just get cloudy. You just get cloudy,
okay,
man.
Now I hear you.
It just makes you not all there, so it's like, I really need to focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I'm all about being a responsible drug user. You didn't know how to do that, you know?
I mean, I actually, when it came to drugs, I really wasn't that bad. It's just booze was my thing. I mean, this show really is a drug addict, a stoner, and an alcoholic. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it. And it's all the same tree. I mean, I know sex addicts. I know people that have gambling problems. I know it's all really the same thing. It's like, this makes me feel fucking like nothing else matters. And that's when it gets dicey. But yeah, I couldn't go in and out. Like I said, you know, one beer for me is too many and 50 isn't enough. And that really describes me. You know, if I have one, I'm going to have 70. I've never had two drinks in my life. If I only had enough money for two drinks, I would have two drinks, and then I would find a way to have 30 more. You don't really do that. You can smoke a joint, and then you're not like, okay, it's time, well, you know, let me go fuck. You're not walking around the streets, you know, looking for fucking free pot, smelling for anybody smoking joints outside of their apartment or something.
Right. No, I'm not doing that.
I'll get into sponsorship later. You got any other dates you want to plug, fuckface?
That's it, man. Then I'm done. I'm done after that. This is my last date.
And then you're coming here. And then you're coming here for a while.
Going there just to edit the special for about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Week and a half leading up to Christmas. Maybe we'll go to that Dolphins game. I do have those season tickets. I haven't sold those yet.
Dude, you gotta use your own tickets, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go on the Sunday to the Dolphins game. I'm saying maybe we all are. You working for Red Zone now?
I got it. Yeah, I'm buried. Oh. And I'm taking this Sunday off. I might not actually be able to go to that Falcon game. I don't know. I mean, I do have the tickets. Thank you for that. Maybe I'll see if Jaron and Tiana want to go because they're actually Falcon fans. Sam's, you know, upset because he's like, why wouldn't you bring me? I'm like, you are going to actively root against the Falcons because of this bet, number one.
Big win, man. Big win.
Big win.
I was watching the game at the fucking Islanders game. There was a guy in box seat. Aaron Burr got box seats.
They had the NFL on in the box seats?
Yeah, on the side. They were left. You could turn the channel. I turned it on. Man, box seats are great, by the way.
Box seats are great.
They're sweet.
Did you ever go to those, when I had those box seats for the Clippers, with my buddy's wife's company, they had the, like, $400,000 package from Staples Center, which I know everyone's like, God damn, that's insane. But what that gets you is these box seats, which are incredible. It's like a hotel room that is missing a wall. And then there's, like, eight seats right there also. So you can just be in there kicking it. There's food, refrigerator. It's like literally a hotel room that has seats. But you got Lakers, Clippers, Kings, NCAA tournament, and every single concert. So that's what
you don't just get it for a team? So if you get box seats for have those boxes.
So you can pay, like, you know, $22,000 and have the box seats for only Clipper home games. But you can pay like five times that, whatever. I think it might have been around $200,000. You get it for every single event at Staples Center. You get that. That is yours.
Oh.
you know, oh, Rick Springfield, or Rick Springfield, you know, Bruce Springsteen's in town.
Rick Springfield.
If Rick Springfield plays at Staples Center, you can get better seats than your box seats for probably a lot cheaper. Bruce Springsteen is what I meant to say. So it's going to be hard to not call this Rick Springfield at the Staples Center as well. Brown Drain's still in the running. No. But Rick Springfield at the Staples Center is a nice backup. But, you know, so, dude, you know, you got Bruce Springsteen at Staples Center where the tickets are like $5,000 or whatever. You got your whole fucking thing. And then he just sings that 12 times.
Yeah.
And then he does
that. The song, just the chorus, those words.
Oh, man, how long would it take for that to drive you crazy? But then the other thing is he does an hour-long scene from an entire episode from General Hospital. Back in the day. So, you know, actors may want to go check that out. I don't know.
Like, I love Rick Springfield. It was great. Like, oh no, this is in heaven. This is hell. Jesse's
yeah. Like a Black Mirror episode. Have you, box seats, how's that stadium for hockey?
The worst ice. I mean, you can ask Bartnick about it. It's the worst. It's like snow after a while, man. I've never seen them not Zamboni, but fucking shovel snow.
Really?
They don't have a refrigeration system, I guess.
That's a very fucking peculiar place to put a hockey rink, then.
Yeah, and so it's just like gets melty as shit.
Yeah, that's
like
what happens.
The puck
it
really
turns
takes
to slush.
Off
it gets slushy.
It bounces everywhere.
Yeah, you can really
Dude,
kick
I,
ice in people's face.
I have skied on fucking less snow than that, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. But then you were watching the fucking Falcons game, eh?
Yeah, and man, what a comeback! I mean, they changed. And by the way, you kind of lied to me when you said they were up two games. They were up a game and a half when we made that bet.
Who was? Oh, because of a bye week?
Yeah.
Because you had a bye and we didn't?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you guys are still winning this bet. You're still a one-loss team, right?
Still what?
Are Dallas a one-loss team or two-loss team?
Dallas is a one-loss team, man. We're fucking best team in the NFC.
So why are you worried about the bet?
Because you said two games when you fucking made it with me.
Well, I forgot you had a bye. I mean, I'll give you an opportunity to pull out of this bet, you little bitch. If that's your argument.
Well, maybe we won this week, so I'm happy. I thought we were going to lose and be up half a game, and then
you were going to be a little more upset with me today, had you lost.
Yeah.
You almost lost.
I was already saying it. We're really down 10. Hold on one second. Hi, how are you?
Are you in an Uber?
Yeah, I got in a car.
Oh, wait. You're not in an Uber. Are you in your own private car with your own driver, maybe a Comedy Central vehicle?
No.
Uber.
Comedy Central special. Our special.
Oh, you're in your own car?
No, I'm in a Juno. It's like Uber, but for Mayor Bloomberg.
It's like a Juno, so a Juno is like Jewish Uber.
Sort of. You know what he did? He's actually really smart. So he wanted to launch his own like competitor for Uber.
And he locked everyone else out of the city?
What?
Go ahead.
No. So he gave Uber drivers his app, and he was like, just use it. Just turn it on, and I will pay you if you just leave it on while you're driving.
Wow.
And then he studied all their habits, all the driving habits, all the traffic patterns, when it's like bigger, when it's not bigger, like when it's like less people driving.
Uh-huh.
And he got all the information he needed from like a month or 2 months of studying that. And then he started with 30% off Uber prices. He paid the drivers more, and everyone got a discount who was driving, who was riding. And
wow.
Then like every ride was 30% off. Now it's 20% off.
Wow, that's smart.
He just he just jacked him. It was great. Mayor Bloomberg.
Wow. Mayor Bloomberg. That is smart. Is your driver a female?
Yeah.
Would you bang
that, right?
Would you bang her?
Absolutely not.
Can you say why?
Nope, you can guess.
Fat.
What?
Overweight.
Part of it.
Too old.
Yep.
And for you, that's anything over 26.
I mean, come on, yeah.
Come on, yeah, he says. Like, it's so, like, it's just, oh, I've just insulted you with your fucking, you know what? You do have a crazy way of living. Sure. Who doesn't take a shit and then just go do jumping jacks? Maybe make, fry up some fucking eggs. You know, who only does, who thinks people that are 22 are fucking over the hill? You, but you know what? Whatever you're doing seems to be working. So good on you. I'm sorry for taking the piss out of you, as my friend says.
Like, the girl was coming over last night, and I kept going back to popping that air bubble, and it kept exploding. And it kept over every time. I'd wait 3 minutes, and I'm like, it must be done now. And
are you ever worried about just, like, having sex with this girl? Who, by the way, let me just say, it sounds like you actually genuinely like. It sounds like you really care for this girl. You don't talk about her like, ah, this one girl came over and just whatever. She blew me, and then she left, and then whatever.
No, we go out. We go out.
You care about her.
Yeah.
Do you love her?
Yeah, we have a commitment.
Do you? You have a commitment?
No.
Did you just say that?
No. I said, no. And we have a good time, I said.
Are you? I thought I heard the word commitment.
No, that's not. That's not even.
Fuck.
That's not even like it's on the horizon. It's like that's not even a thing I think about.
Okay. All right. Well, dude, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you're both happy, good for you, man. I'm glad you found a cool chick you like to spend time with. All jokes aside, that is that, you know, it's important. Who wants to be hanging out with? You get sick of hanging out with dumb fucks. You know, like I said, I can beat off without any drama. I mean, I can create drama depending on where I decide to beat off. You know, I wouldn't suggest beating off in a schoolyard during recess. That's going to create some drama. And it's hard to argue that you weren't thinking about the kids, even if you really weren't. Just trust me on that. But I'm happy for you for that, Ari. But anyways, so I don't know if I can go to the Falcons game because I have to take this, because I'm taking this Sunday off and staying for a week. Back in Chicago area.
Yeah, then see if Sarah and Jerron want them.
But I was going to take Sarah and Jerron anyway with me to this game because all three of us are Falcon fans, and then Sam got all bent out of shape that I wasn't taking him and took it personally. I'm like, one, you don't like the Falcons. Two, you don't like the Rams. Three, the two people that I'm taking are diehard Falcon fans as well as comics that probably wouldn't go to that game. I'm like,
also very
Ari has a bazillion other tickets. Ari's got other tickets. Just tell him, pick a game and be like, hey, man, you mind if I go to this game and take Dana and Pollyanna or some other buddy or something? But I now, after taking this Sunday off, but they'll understand. They'll understand that Falcons are in town. They know that.
Yeah. Also, if Sam gets bent out of shape, he has a lot of his cousins that can ding that out. You know?
He has what?
A lot of his cousins that can ding that bent right back out.
Yeah. And by the way, congratulations to Punch Drunk. Got Sam Tripoli in China doing stand-up comedy. You got Ari Shaffir Saturday taping his new special. And Friday, you got me recording my first album. I don't see Fighter and the Kid doing this shit.
No, they sure aren't.
Oh, we're in.
They're busy thinking about defense while we're on the offense.
Exactly. You know, just keep sleeping in your Ferraris, dipshits. Before they know it, man, here comes fucking Tripoli, leaning in with his chin. And then it's bam, 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 bam. And then, but then it's like, bam, 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 because they're getting tired. Then the door gets kicked in. Then the door gets kicked in, and it's Mickey Gall, and it's Tate, and it's Rogan. Oh, by the way, Mickey Gall's in, by the way, on this part, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now it's 3-2. They kick the fuck out of them, and then you and I come in for a victory lap. We get all the caveman coffee money. You get it. So, here's the deal. Cubs win tonight, and by the way, of all my friends, no friend, not Sam, not anybody, has been more of a fucking prick, and Sam and I have a million bets going on. Nobody's been more of a prick than Ari Shaffir about the Chicago Cubs. The guy who's usually the most supportive friend to all friends lets everybody sleep in his cum pile in his fucking million-dollar mansion in Manhattan. And I'll, the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, yeah, tied a girl right here. She died last night. But anyway, that's blood, but just you sleep on the other side.
You shouldn't have invested me in one side. You got me invested in one side. I don't want snap-ups to the chest, and I do want to snap-up you to the chest. So, of course, I'm going to root against the Cubs. And, part of that comes with rooting against them comes relentless trash talk.
Yeah, I guess I didn't factor that in. I never would have made that bet with you. But...
I mean, how hurt are you now? And by the way, my prediction is going to come true again, that I said they're going to win game 5 and 6 and then lose in game 7 to make it hurt even more. you feel like it's over, and then you're like, no, we're back in it. We win this game. We only need one more. You're going to win one game. Like, that's it. We just got one more. There's Kluber coming out.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'll explain that because that is a good point. Yeah, that is devastating. But if there is any fan base on the face of this planet that is used to and prepared for, I feel like we're going to win. Oh, no, we got the carpet pulled out from underneath us again. It's the Chicago Cub fans. Chicago Cub fans are exactly like a battered wife that got in the relationship at 19 and is now 60. You just take it and you know it. You know, you had plenty of chance to get out a long time ago, but you're so used to this abusive. Chicago Cub fans have Stockholm Syndrome. That's what I mean to say. Chicago Cub fans have Stockholm Syndrome and know it. We have feelings for our captor that we can't fucking explain, and any normal right-minded person would have gotten out of this the 20th time you had your heart broken. But you're just so used to that heartbreak, it's almost like a comfortable warm blanket that you're just used to. If we win this, we win this. If we lose this,
because you're going to lose.
If we win this, we win this. If we lose this, we're the Cubs. We're supposed to lose this. Who gives a shit?
I feel comfort knowing that there's a team out there that just hasn't won in that long. Because if you look at the Red Sox now, you see the Red Sox and the Cubs. If you look at the Red Sox now, they're just a team in baseball.
Yeah.
That's not special. There's nothing special there. There's a team. I like the fact that we're a loser team, an all-time loser team.
But what about the all-time loser team just dominated in baseball this year and then has this fall apart? Now, granted, it's not over, and I do not believe it's over. I mean, there was one baseball game to play tonight. And then, if the Cubs do win tonight, and God, please, please hear me, I know I've asked you for a lot. Sometimes I was in a courtroom. Sometimes I was in a jail cell. Sometimes I was sleeping in the back of a fucking car with two people in the trunk. All I'm saying is this. Hear me, God. If the Cubs can win tonight, and please let that happen, Game 7, the pressure's on Cleveland.
Yeah, I guess that would have Kluber, which is the best player. The
sure.
Problem is game 5 and 6, they're playing two pitchers that would not be playing if not for injury. These guys would be middle relievers in the playoffs.
It's going to be a magical place tonight. But here's where it's crazy.
What?
If they do win tonight, I land in downtown Chicago tomorrow 1 hour before the game starts.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, so you have to suffer with the city.
What's that?
You have to suffer with the city.
Yep, I'll be and
just for the ride.
Oh,
they haven't been in the World Series in a long time. To lose in Game 7 in the World Series, they're gonna a lot of suicides, man. And I for one think you should be one of them.
I was gonna say, who's more primed, bro? Who's got to put his money where his mouth has been for fucking 4 years at his podcast? What a perfect place.
I mean, dude, I can see the emotional scene where your mom is, where all the your funeral.
Which mom? Like, which, you know, I have a lot of moms.
Game mom number 4.
And dude, it's a good thing I'm skinny because there's going to be 6 fucking bitches carrying my casket.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all going to be sitting there and the preacher's going to be talking and saying his words. And it's just going to be really, really tough.
Preacher.
And then I'm gonna be there too.
Dude,
I'm
my funeral will be in a fucking dive bar on the north side. You watch.
Yeah, he was a good friend of mine, and I miss him. It's like, and I just before I go, I just feel like I should just make sure everyone knows snap pop, and then I'm just gonna rain snap pops on your
bed. You're just gonna write my so I'll make sure it's an open casket funeral, so you can snap pop me in the face. We got to pay the bets off. You know what? And also, just because I probably won't be around to pay off this bet with Sammy for the Raiders Falcons, dress me in drag, put me in a casket, and then parade me around like those New Orleans funerals up and down Santa Monica Boulevard as a tranny, just to kind of like, you know, pay that bet off for like, and then snap pop my face. And then, you know, have somebody at least say a few words, kind words about me.
Don't
let me go out like a sucker. Yeah, I know I got to be dressed like a tranny in my funeral and paraded up and down the street like a dipshit. And then my other pal's going to throw snap pops in my face and everyone's going to high five. But don't let me go out like a chump. Say a few nice words about me.
As that casket's lowered, you know, when they lower the casket, that's something they do.
And
they lower it, it's one of those things where it's like everyone puts a handful of dirt.
Yeah.
They throw it down.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, snap out of it.
Yeah, you should have everybody do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good idea.
You know what would be more fun than that? I get this, you know, like the, you know, it's emotional when somebody passes away and whatnot. But it would be fun instead of like throwing snap pops or throwing like dirt down. It's throwing stars. Everybody gets to throw a throwing star down at the either the loved one or the, at least the casket. Like if you had a target on the casket, and everyone just gets to throw throwing stars at it, I'm in.
Yeah, I should go left here to make a right on something.
How positive are you the Cubs lose this?
I'm totally cool, man. Of course, they're going to. I told you they lost before the series started. They lost game 1, 4, and 7. So they needed Cleveland needed to win one other game, and they did it.
So you think they win tonight? They lose tomorrow?
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah.
I think it ends tonight.
Ugh. Well, if it ends tonight, it'll give me closure. It'll give me more time for closure. And then I know when I land tomorrow, I'm just, you know, probably get something to eat and then just, you know, head home. But it sure would be fun, even if they won tonight, to be in downtown Chicago for whatever the fuck happens.
Riots would be fun. I've never been in a riot.
I don't think I've ever been in a riot. I've been at a few. I was at 3 of the 6 Chicago Bulls parades back in the day, you know, with Jordan and whatnot. I went to 3 of the 6. That felt like that because there was a million people in Grant Park, Millennium Park. Now it was Grant Park at the time. A million people in one place. That's insane. To be in a crowd that is a million people.
Yeah, it's weird.
But nothing crazy. I mean, I'm sure a million things crazy happened in there, but it wasn't like, you know, no one was turning over cars or setting shit on fire. Would you participate in a riot if a riot broke out, Ari?
Dude, what do you think?
What would you do? Bleed out of your asshole?
Let's bleed on this car. Like, what?
I'm very concerned, by the way. I don't want to keep talking about it, but just so you know, I'm really concerned about, one, how much blood you're losing. Two, where does this blood keep coming from?
I don't.
Blood comes from some. You have a hole somewhere, Ari. You have a hole somewhere, and it is pouring out your ass wherever this blood. And you don't seem to be alarmed.
Yeah, so I had to do it last night afterwards. So I got out, you know, whatever, and I shoved the tissue in there just to, like, stop it up a little bit. And then I had a bone with, like, a tissue in there.
Do you ever worry about blowing a gasket? Like, you're on top of this girl that you really seem to care about, and you're making sweet, sweet love, which automatically grosses me out, the thought of you fucking. And then next thing you know, it's like a fucking, when a whale comes up to get air and just blows shit straight up and then blood straight up into the air. Doesn't that concern you? Is that being an option? Orca?
Yeah, I did last night for sure.
Last night, you're pumping her. You're on top. You're pumping her. Your turd launcher is pointing straight north, right at the North Star. And the next thing you know, you're not worried about not focused. Do you have your asshole clenched as tight as you can? Just like,
I don't want anything to be reached around on. And you know, sometimes people just take a chance.
You should make whale noises worried. While you fuck. I'm going to start.
So worried you take a chance and go for tissue.
The bloody sperm whale. That's what he is, the bloody sperm whale. You should make noises like that and then just shoot a fucking mist of blood and shit all over your ceiling fan, bro. Yeah, that's normal behavior. You're right. We're all nuts.
I mean, I'm just saying, you're not living.
If that's living, man, I am fully ready for my tranny New Orleans funeral where I get snap-popped in the face and then somebody says a few nice words about me. So you're positive they win. Aaron, you think tonight? I think Cubs win tonight. I think it goes to Game 7. A lot of that is hopeful. I will admit, as a Cubs fan, throughout 99% of the season, I had a very confident feeling that this year was going to be special, and it has been special. If they lose, it's been special.
Yeah.
But I do have that feeling
that I am familiar with.
Hasn't been special to lose. Just another.
Get to the World Series. Win some World Series games at home. A World Series game at home.
It's the kind of reminds me of the time I went on the field at Camden Yards and got to like walk on the actual base and stuff.
Does it remind you of the time a woman dunked on you when you were in college playing women's basketball with a tampon in your ass? Maybe that's where this comes from. Maybe you always just wanted to bleed from the below the waist. As a female, as a collegiate female athlete, Ari, did you have phantom periods when you were in the shower with the girls?
I mean, this is all possible.
And now here you are. You're like, man, before I hit menopause, I better bleed a little bit. I better do a whole podcast about my desire to have tampons.
Yeah, it's called empathy, man. Try some.
Well, I guess we just have empathy for different things, different reasons. I think it's been a special run. I do think it gives a little bit of a morality kind of knock and a spark having Kyle Schwarber be able to DH. That was definitely
That's a cool story. Your first time playing for almost two years is during a World Series loss. That's great,
dude. He's good.
Let me ask you a question for real, real serious question. Do you think that the Cubs in 2017 can finally win their first World Series since 1908?
I think that in the modern culture of sports, economics, they have put together a young team with a great skipper, with good pitching and good bats, and they are poised to make their five-year run before it all disintegrates. That's what I think. I think sometime in the next 5 years, it's probable to happen, barring a million different things. I don't believe in curses as much as I believe in mismanagement. But I'm not counting it out, man. They win tonight. It's a one fucking baseball game where anything can fucking happen. But you got to win tonight. It's just like life, man. I can't worry about, or Ari, you can't worry about your special Saturday when it's fucking Tuesday. Because you're going to miss everything that happens between now and then. They got to play baseball tonight. 5:08 p.m. or whatever the fuck it is. 8:10, you know, your time. Whatever. They got to play baseball tonight. And that's basically it.
I'll be on the plane, I guess. No, when I land, I can watch it when I land. I think I get into Austin at 8:05. So that'll be like...
in the third inning, maybe?
Like 9:05. So, yeah. I'll get to the hotel by like 4th or 5th. Oh, man, I can't wait to see that victory lap for Cleveland. I'm so happy for Cleveland. You know, it's a franchise. So
yeah, man,
really
keep saying all that shit. I'm not happy for shit. I'm not happy for jack shit. You know, all this shit is just, I mean, dude, obviously I did because you got me so hot I started posting all your stupid shit. I was gonna say I was screen capturing.
You can feel the comeback coming. It's in inning 79.
17, I think you said. 17, I think you said. Yeah, you can go to my social media. You can see Ari talking. You know, I posted all your dumb shit you were saying. Just because everybody sucks your cock like you're this fucking the messiah of comedy. You know, and you're a very talented, funny, and very generous guy. I mean, it says a lot to invite your friends over to sleep in a pile of cum and butthole blood. So that's kind of you. But you know, I posted that to be like, hey, man, he can also be this guy, too. He could be this guy. I'm like, Ari, don't say something you can't take back. I hold grudges longer than are healthy. What about this Raiders-Falcons-Cowboys bet?
All three of our teams
had weeks that were perfect for us because all three of us have big weeks of comedy and big cool things going on. And all three of our teams said, hey, here's a gift. I don't want you to spend this week pissed off.
Doing bad.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you this from the Cowboys point of view. They lose that game, which they should have. They are then a half game up on the Eagles. That wild hunt for the fuck it. And then they have the Romo questions because halfway through the game, you're like, well, Dak's finally not playing well. They lose here. Now Romo's going to come back. It's going to mess with the team's chemistry.
Brian
just came back, so already messing with chemistry. And now we're only a half game up to a team that should have been better than them anyway. Suddenly, turn that around on the defense. Of course, Mars Claiborne went down. That's harmful. But, like, turned it around. Now they're up two games. mm-hmm. on two different teams, two and a half games on another team.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's like, wow, we're kind of in control. There's only nine games left. Yeah. And it's like, this might be, they're in good position. They're in good position. Now, I still think they're going to blow it, but they are in good position now.
You know, and it's same thing with the Raiders, man. It's, you know, and my argument never was that the Raiders are a bad team. I don't think the Raiders are a bad team.
I just think they weren't a playoff team. I think they were an 8-8, 9-7 team, and now they've with 9-7 means you win some close ones and lose some close ones. They've won all the close ones.
That's what I was going to say.
So, like, whereas the Brady's, whatever they're called, the Patriots, they don't get so many good. Close ones.
They're good.
They blow teams out. They only get like two or three close ones a year.
They're good. They're very special.
Yeah.
I hate that
the
I'm
Raiders,
saying that
all
again.
All their close ones, they've won. They have the worst point differential on the AFC West.
They have the worst point differential in maybe any winning team, I think. And, dude, here's how much Tampa fucked that up. First of all, they move up to the second round to draft a kicker who, from Florida State, had never missed a field goal in his 4 years at kicking. Never missed a field goal. They're like, we need a kicker. We move up. We grab this kid. He's probably going to go in the third or fourth round. Let's move up and get him. We don't have to worry about kicker for fucking 20 years. You know, we got our Janikowski type. You know, we got our Vinatieri. We got our, you know, whoever. And he's in 8 games. He has missed 5 field goals and 2 extra points. And that's who they moved. A kicker. In the second round.
Janikowski missed a lot, too. That game was over. The way you described it when I wasn't watching, I was like, oh, we had a chance. But then I watched.
Well, he missed
two. Ridges really just gave that one, too.
Janikowski missed 2 field goals, but they were, in his defense, they were both plus 50 yards. Now, granted, he's usually money on that, but he wasn't missing extra points or chip shots.
No. Extra points. But also, you said they missed extra points. That's what let him in the game. Missed extra points, but then they went for two to go back on it, and they hit the two-point conversion. So if he hit that extra point, they wouldn't have gone for two on a two-point conversion.
Oh, yeah, that's
ended up not mattering.
That's true too. Okay, yeah, good point. Good point on it, because I totally forgot that they actually had to do that to make that up.
Yeah, canceling out.
Yeah. So then you know, and then you can go, well, you know, Arroyo or whatever this guy's name is for Tampa, he misses 2 field goals. Well, so did Janikowski. You see, you can't say Tampa gave him that. Here's where I can say Tampa absolutely gave that game to the Raiders. Missed tackles. I haven't seen missed tackling like that. Even on that last touchdown, it's like, dude, whatever you do, don't let him get behind you, because there was a minute left. They were a minute away from a tie, and they let this guy break 2 tackles. And I mean, a tie would have fucked.
Guys just smashed into each other. And this guy just like jogged.
And then he's like, holy shit, there's nobody.
Where was the ball? The 40 when they would have tackled him? The 40? They were still running around 10 yards?
Yeah, it was right around the 40. Yeah, right around the 40.
I mean, they still would have needed some completions. And I don't even know if they probably would have spiked the ball real quick. I don't know how many timeouts they had. Oh, it's so infuriating.
They probably would have had to get another 15 yards in 60 seconds to get Jana.
They might have timeouts. They probably needed another first down. And then they would have won. But, dude, I think I'm going to lose that bet. I mean, it's 6-2. They really need, like, 4 more. And Denver lost their running back. So it's like.
Oakland and Denver this week at Oakland. That will be should be a good game.
If Oakland wins that, it's over. If Oakland wins that and Kansas City, then it's over. I'm counting on Oakland to go to the AFC West without another win.
I think that, here's the thing, man. It's a team that's playing like
they
that.
They can lose
and
5 more games. That means that right now it's 6. That means that now it's 6-7, which is like, nah, I'm okay.
And they're so undisciplined, those guys, because
all those penalties.
23 penalties, 200 yards, and you still win the game. You know, you blame Tampa for that shit. Under zero circumstances should my opposing team's field goal kicker miss 2 field goals, give up 23 penalties for 200 yards, and we lose that game at home.
At home.
I mean, shame on you, Tampa Bay. And I'm very happy to announce the Atlanta Falcons will be playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Thursday night on Thursday Night Football, streaming live on Twitter. I hope that's a win for us, because if Tampa looks half as bad as they just did, that should be another win. Falcons desperately needed that win as far as this bet goes. And it looked like another day where the Falcons are just going to give the game up, let Green Bay right back into this thing, and talk about not being able to tackle the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe it's the whole division. Maybe just the division just can't tackle.
Falcons can't?
Dude, we just let everybody right back in. Right back in.
That was a big win for them. That was a big win for them.
Matt Ryan is pretty good. With you give him the ball with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Yeah. I believe he leads the NFL.
That's a good half for sure.
I believe he leads the NFL in fourth quarter comebacks since his rookie year. I don't think there's any other quarterback with more.
Romo.
Romo's in there though. Romo's top two or three.
Yeah.
But Matt Ryan has a lot of them, and that's not.
Yeah.
Is that something to brag about? That every time
Brady can't win that.
Yeah, Brady's like, wow, that's a cute stat. I probably lead.
Yeah, he goes. I lead the league in not entering the fourth quarter.
I was just going to say that I lead the league in having my helmet off the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
That's what you want, really. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that you don't want to be bragging about that, you know. But a win is a win. You know, Sam and I were saying this on the show last week. A win is a win. And say what you want. They don't keep track of stats. Penalty yards don't get you in or out of the playoffs. You're not like, hey, and leading the league in least penalty yards is, you don't get home field advantage for that. It's wins. And the Raiders are winning.
By the way, speaking of penalties being worthwhile, did you watch the Cowboys-Eagles game?
Yes, I did, sir. I was watching the Cubs game with sound, and I had the Cowboys-Eagles on mute.
So late in the game, I forget who it was, a receiver for the Cowboys. He runs his route, falls outside the back of the end zone, and he's making his way around, and Dak throws it, and he throws it right to an Eagle defender. Was it Terrence Williams? I forget who it was. Might have been Terrence Williams.
Uh-huh.
And Terrence Williams sees this defender. He's on his back. He's on the defender's back, like behind him. Just gets up, grabs him, and just spins him around and throws him to the ground before the ball gets there. And the receiver's like, "What?" I mean, the defender's like, "What the hell? That's pass interference." And Terrence Williams also is like, yeah, pass interference. He's like, "You're not going to steal the ball as much in the end zone when we have a 27-yard field goal coming."
I could be crazy.
Yeah.
But this feels like two things for me in the NFL this season. The worst, most inconsistent officiating. And I'm not just saying that because I feel personally that the Falcons have been on the bad end of two calls. One in a game that we won, one in a game that we lost, and in the game that we lost against Seattle, that cost us the game.
But also the Cam Newton stuff.
But you see it across everything where you see people complaining about players and fans.
Josh Norman said MVP's number 88.
You know, it's I don't know how you fix it. I don't know how you fix it without giving more power to instant replay, without giving more. There is a guy. The frustrating thing is, and we said this before, the frustrating thing is that every single fan that is watching this, as they've asked us to, with all of their fucking beer money and corporate Pepsi money and all this, you know, we watch when they tell us to watch the game. We play all the fantasy leagues, and NFL.com has a fantasy league, so don't act like the NFL isn't into fantasy, or they make a lot of money from fantasy fans. And a shitload of people gamble on this, and don't think the NFL doesn't know. They got a lot of fans that they make money because people gamble. They'll turn the cheek to it, but they know it is a very important part of their business model is gambling. That I can sit in my apartment in East Hollywood, California, watch a replay that every person in the stadium is watching and every person around the world is watching, and go, that was a horrible call, and it affected the game, and everyone just shrugs their shoulders like, well, human error. Why can't there be a main official that is just sitting there watching this going, actually, stop play. We got to review that. Now, I know that slows the game down. You don't want to give him this totalitarian power.
Exactly. When the whole stadium boos at that point, this should be okay, hold on. I'm going to stop this for a second.
Just
give him 5-10 a game, whatever he wants, or just say, like, hey, don't slow it down too much. But when you see them, clearly everybody's like, what the hell?
Just make everything challengeable. Just make the truth happen. Is that so crazy?
Yeah.
If every person in the stadium can go, what a horrible call. And the coach has a guy watching it going, actually, whoever the fuck, whatever fucking Jack Del Rio, we got to challenge this. Challenge. Throw it on the field before the next play. And then they look at it and then they make the right call. It takes, that will happen Everyone's like, that, well, that's going to happen on every play. No, it won't. You got three challenges. You got three challenges. Then, if that happens five fucking times and a half, we got a fucking problem with the officials. It happens once or two, maybe once or twice a half. Nobody, already you have three challenges, and no one's, it's so rare for someone to be out of challenges by halftime. It's so rare. So everyone's like, you get three. You get the same amount of timeouts. And if you challenge something and you slow the game down and you use that challenge, cost you a timeout. Because you just slowed the game down. So now you're out of timeout.
It's almost worth it at the end of the half to be like, if they get some play to put them in a field goal range, to be like, instead of icing the kicker, challenge it.
And if you're out of timeouts,
like, I'm challenging the spot.
If you're out of timeouts, you're out of challenges. So use them all wisely. Use them all wisely. And under 2 minutes, you can't start challenging everything to slow the game down. The officials will challenge it. Those are the rules that are in place. Keep those exact same fucking rules in place and make everything challengeable. The most important, the most... I'm saying the penalty for pass interference, which could be a 77-yard, as far as a guy can throw the ball, is how big that play could be, is the only play that's not reviewable. It's stupid. Yeah. It's the number one penalty that affects the game the most. And that's,
yeah, you should be able to reverse the pass interference. You shouldn't be able to call one, but you should be able to reverse one.
Shouldn't be able to call one, but you should be like, hey, it's pass interference, or it wasn't. But I think you should be able to throw a flag and go, that's pass interference. And maybe if you want to do it, maybe because everyone's big fear is that's going to slow the game down because someone's going to call three pass interferences and you know, instead of their timeouts, whatever.
Well, you can let a coach use one of his three. They already have three, so let him use one on that.
Make a pass interference. That's what I'm saying. Or if everyone's such a big fear of that, make a pass interference two. If it's two of your penalty, if you are calling pass interference, it's two of your challenges or two of your timeouts.
And I mean, we're already only limiting it to six total from the coaches. Three and three. So it's they can use it for whatever they want. Why not let them use it for that?
Maybe once or twice.
Why not use it against the delay of game? Why not let them use it against the bucket? Anything.
There's about, I would say, and because I'm going to throw a pretty, I would say a decent guess at this, because part of my job is at Red Zone, when there is a challenge, I have to tell Andrew, okay, here's what it was called on the field. You know, Travis Kelce catch. Denver is challenging that his second foot was out of bounds. If they reverse it, it's third and 10. I have to give him all of that whole storyline of it. So I'm really good at knowing what's being challenged and what isn't. And I have to do it every single time. There's about 8 challenges on a Sunday across the board of the NFL.
Really?
Maybe 12 or 13. Somewhere in there.
Really? Across the NFL?
On a Sunday, I have to go over about... Wow. If there's 15 challenges on a Sunday, I'm like, damn, dude, that was a busy day with challenges. Everyone was challenging shit.
Wow.
There's some where there's four or five.
Most folks, coaches want to save them just in case they really need it.
Unless it's blatantly obvious, no one's fucking wants to slow the game down either. And you don't want to lose a timeout because we see how valuable those things can be at the end of the game.
What are they all doing in baseball? Because it seems like baseball they do a lot because, I mean, there's a lot of close plays in baseball.
Aaron, what is challengeable and not challengeable? Home runs.
Safer out.
Yeah, safer out, fair foul, on home run. It's on everything, I think, on anything on the line.
Not balls and strikes.
No, not balls and strikes. Certainly not.
Not balls and strikes, yeah.
Catch or trap.
That's supposed to be opinion based, so you can't be like, can't challenge it. I'm calling a bigger strike zone.
Yeah.
Is a buck.
But anyway, are they allowed to challenge whatever they want? Are they allowed? I think they have a limit.
I think they get one before the seventh. If they succeed, they get to keep it. If they fail, they lose it. And then after the seventh, I think both teams get one as well.
I like that, the fact that sometimes you're like, oh, that guy was safe for sure. They challenge it. Like, that's wrong, and they challenge it, and you see his, like, fingers go up a little higher, bag, and you're like, oh, look at that. I didn't realize when his hand's over the bag, it's not on the bag.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, those umps are dead on.
And the other thing that I like about how baseball do it, they're like, I think they're going to challenge it, and, you know, Cleveland's looking at it, and you see the replay. While we're watching the replay live, you can see he was safe. You can see it was a right call. And then Cleveland's like, actually, we're not going to challenge that. Let's go. Let's move the inning. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
Everyone's acting like changing some of these rules to modernize it and make it fair, because modern technology gives us the ability to see that, you know, it'd be interesting, like the Immaculate Reception. what would have happened there? How many angles could they have had?
We want to do that. Oh, yeah, exactly. We want to do that on a podcast. We want to be like, hold on, stop, replay that. Sam, what did you actually say? Like, if you, all you want to do is, all you're doing when you challenge is going, hey, whoa, you sure? You sure about that?
Yep. All you're doing right. is like, hey,
it's pretty close. I mean, I'm right. Okay.
And an argument that I'll make is it is fucked up for the fans like myself and all the real diehard fans when an obvious play that everybody in the fucking free world, including the NFL who apologizes for it the next day, including the two players that were involved in the infraction that was never flagged, all go, yeah, man, actually, that was the wrong call. And it'd be interesting to know what would have happened if the truth, the correct call would have been made. But it wasn't made, so you know, the outcome was affected. The outcome was affected. And that's the thing that makes me nuts. And I really feel sorry for the person that has $5,000 on that game and was right about what was going to happen. I feel bad about the fantasy player whose field goal kicker didn't get into field goal position and didn't get – it affects – there's a trickle-down effect.
You feel bad for that? You for real feel bad for the fantasy player who didn't
Because it's been me. Yeah,
because range.
I do, because it's been me. And I'm like, hey, somebody tells me that. And I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, you're right. You probably would have won your fantasy game had the right call happened. You know, I don't lose sleep over some guy and his fucking, you know, Jenny Roger Craig or whatever his stupid fucking fantasy fucking names are. You know, there should be a contest for greatest fantasy name. Oh, by the way, big shout out to my best friend, Mickey Gall. Sorry I beat him in fantasy football this week in the Punch Drunk Sports League. Pretty much beat him, and I did the one thing that nobody's been able to do. I beat Mickey Gall, who is undefeated and hopefully still will be shortly. But, yep, how's my dick taste, Mickey? I apologize. You know, I felt so bad because he and I are pretty much best friends. I almost benched my entire team.
Why? Just so you could give him the win?
Yeah, just to give him the win, and I like him being undefeated for his entire life. I'm a notorious loser. I'm kind of good at it. But then I was like, nope. I can't be, man. Times are changing. This is time for Teeb to come up. And then I put a fucking thump into Mickey Gall, which nobody has been able to do. So thank you.
That's all I got, but yeah.
Can we talk a little bit? Biddlecum, come here. What are you doing? You're playing fucking Words with Friends? Is that still a thing? Ladies and gentlemen, joining us, Brent Biddlecum, hilarious comic, Comedy Store regular, does a lot of things for All Things Comedy, social media here. Mm-hmm. You do the Comedy Store social media as well.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude, you're doing everything. By the way, look at this, 91% still. That's all I've been looking at is the update. There's nothing on this computer. Bills fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because you grew up there. Now you're not like a masochist.
No, I was born there.
Right. The you're greatest...
Born in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Ew? Did you say ew?
Damn.
Oh, damn. That's not too far from your neck of the woods, like Baltimore area. I mean,
I got into a bunch of fights with Buffalo fans. I went on Delia's Instagram, and he made some, you know, he makes like dumb videos. So I was like, dude, I know it's like 30 minutes, and I know he did it from Buffalo. I'm like, I know it's like 30 minutes. You stay in your hotel and put 30 minutes to do this video, back and forth and back and forth. Like, that's just a testimony to how shitty and horrible and suck-ass Buffalo is. And all these people are like, screw this guy. How dare you? And I just go back right at them. I'm like, you guys suck. You have a sucky town.
You're a great agitator.
Like, what do you want him to do? It was 1 a.m. Like, yeah, 1 a.m. You should be going out. I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do? Go to some club? I'm like, that's all you think is available because Buffalo sucks.
You're a great agitator.
I put hashtag suckalo. Buffalo sucks. Lowest.
You're real creative there.
Yeah. Suckalo, I think, is my favorite.
Suckalo. Buffa-suck is terrible. But it is fun to say. Buffa-suck is fun to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, right during the game, today, Sunday's game, I don't know how, if you're a sports fan, you haven't seen it. There's no way SportsCenter even whispered it.
No.
Somebody threw a hilarious-looking dildo perfectly... right on to pretty much the 2 yard line, right by the pylon, right before, like, you know, the end of a play. There wasn't a touchdown, but little pile of people get tackled. Doink, a fucking giant, probably solid
12-inch fucking dong. And I think it had balls on it, too.
Yeah, it did.
It did,
yeah,
didn't it?
Sure did.
Just doinks right onto the fucking 2-yard line. Pretty much right at the 2-yard marker, 3-yard marker.
Out of play.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to throw something, you know, the guy threw the beer can and then, was that at San Francisco? Oh, that was in Toronto. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was Giants. That was in Toronto. The guy throws a beer can. They found him. They had the security camera. In 2 days, they had a video, not a video, but they had a picture of this guy right after he threw the beer can. Do you think they find the guy that throws the dildo, and do you, and what happens to him?
I don't think they find him. I don't think they care. I mean, they're used to the fans doing crazy shit in Buffalo. Every week, it's something different, so.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a dude the week before that was drinking a beer out of another guy's ass in the parking lot. Videos of people fucking everywhere.
Parking lot. Valid. It's probably, maybe that was like some, it seems like the Buffalo Bills have some sort of like weird bag of bets thing going on. It's like you got a guy fucking, you know, motorboat and booze out of his buddy's fucking turd pincher. And then you got to fucking, you got to throw your wife's best dildo onto the 2-yard line or you're, you know. Where do you think it came from? You think it was in somebody's wife's purse?
I don't know, but the best part of that was listening to the commentators trying not to say there's a dildo on the field.
What did they say? Yeah. How did the, what was the audio of it? Because I only saw the meme 70 times, and I don't get any audio when I'm in there, so a lot of times I have to ask people what did they say about it?
Well, the guy was like, oh, I think there's a flag. No, it's not yellow. There's an object on the field, and the camera like cut away.
Quickly.
So we're going to clean that up.
Oh, dude, the funniest audio to hear about that. It's not the two commentators when they cut away and go to commercial. It is the headset line of the truck, the producer, the guy who's on cams, and whoever else is, and director. Where they're like, what is that? Someone on the field, is that a can of beer? No, that dildo, go to camera two, cut away. That absolutely, somebody has that, and I'm positive it's hilarious. The minute the person directing that show, talking to 22 other people on headset, realizes that's a giant dick with balls, you know? Oh, God. I mean, it really was, kudos to whoever threw it. And I really want to know how far, I mean... Did that thing come from fucking...
Yeah, what kind of throw was it? I mean, obviously, you could like, highlight it sort of up.
Yeah, because that thing,
angle,
you know, if that thing...
Angle, I guess.
God, I want to know how far away that thing came from. I hope they find who
you
did
it. He held it by the head or by the base?
Or maybe had some sort of, like, maybe, like, boom.
A slingshot.
Like a slingshot. Like, you hook the balls on the thing, and then you pull the dick back, and then you just...
T-shirt
you know what I mean?
Cannon.
Oh, t-shirt cannon would be great. Hey, if that thing was out of t-shirt cannon, that could have came from just about anywhere. But Bills, what do you think?
Oh, they're mediocre like they are every year. It's not going to get better. Everyone keeps getting hurt. Tate got hurt. They signed Percy Harvin today. He came out of retirement.
No way. Yeah. Percy Harvin?
Percy Harvin.
Wasn't
back.
He a Bill before?
He was, yeah. He played a couple of games and then got migraines and just stopped playing.
With the Falcons, didn't he?
No, he played with Buffalo. He played with Seattle. He played with Minnesota. There was maybe Philly or something. There's one other one maybe in there. At least those three for sure.
Yeah, he retired last year, like early in the season.
Yep. Yeah, I think.
Those are all teams that aren't as good as the Cowboys in the NFC.
Hey, man, there's a lot of teams that aren't record-wise as good.
None. They're the best in the NFC.
You know what I really did surprise me about that Cowboys game? And you're a big NFL. Is NFL your favorite sport?
It's up there with hockey. They're 1-2.
Hockey 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's your hockey team?
Buffalo.
Obviously. Would you rather see which Buffalo team would you rather see win a championship in your lifetime? You only get one. The other one never, ever gets anything. The other one, actually, you win one. The other team that you now are saying no, you will not be the one for the rest of your life. Is like last in the division every year. Factor that in.
I would rather see the Sabres win. Because I think even
Bills.
If the Bills win, the only thing anyone will ever talk about is the 4 straight losses, so it doesn't really matter.
You think the 4 straight losses, which, by the way,
the Bills
is
win the,
crazy.
Let's say the Bills win the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
After 10 years, the only thing anyone will talk about is, you know, Buffalo lost four straight.
You don't think one Super Bowl win eradicates? No, huh?
No, and I don't like Rex Ryan, so I don't want to see him win.
Ah, now that you
I'd rather see
out.
Him get fired.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
You like you hate ball, the whole Ryan family.
You
don't want any Ryan on your sideline.
I don't care for them, no.
Okay. I'm never really a fan of the type of coach that comes in and it's about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jerry Glanville, even though when he was a Falcon coach, it was very fun. But where when you have a media circus surrounding your head coach, that never bodes well. I can't think of a lot of, I mean, look at fucking the Patriots. I mean, that guy barely talks.
Mm-hmm.
He only talks because he has to or they'll fine him. You know, and look at what they've done. I don't know. What do I know? Ari, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Let's do a segment I'm going to call One Word Answer. I'm going to say a word.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys just give me an answer.
Yeah.
Started off with World Series. One word.
Come.
Come is your answer.
No, some. S-O-M-E. I wasn't really thinking about relating it to what you said.
You know what? And you absolutely don't have to, all right? That is totally fine. That's how you play one word answer. Brent Biddlecombe, comedy.
Store.
Ari, blood.
Overthought it. What about you?
Blood, Ari.
What?
Blood.
Independent. Now I'm relating it.
Now you're relating it. Presidency.
Hillary.
Ari, New York Giants.
As relevant as Stern. Oh, wait, that's not one word. I don't know. Who cares about the Giants? They're 3-3-1. They could still actually make a run for the title.
The Giants?
They always seem to.
Yeah.
You're talking about your division. Your division, not your conference or the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, the division. They can run for the title of the NFC East. 3-3-1. It's like, dude, they're...
Ties fuck you. Ties what? Always fuck you.
They're going to get rid of ties, though, after this year, I think.
Dude, they've been saying that, but it's like... I tell you what, you know when... I read an interesting article. Not interesting, but it was well-written article on ProFootballTalk.com that said... You know when they'll get rid of ties? The minute there's one in an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl.
No,
well, you can't tie in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
You can't. Yeah, they just keep playing until someone scores.
Yeah. Why can't you do that in regular season? You know, the minute a bubble team gets fucked.
They have, right? They've had double overtime games in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
They had to have. Because remember, Donovan McNabb didn't know there was double overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, whatever, he threw, like, an interception or threw the ball away or did something stupid, and it cost him the game. And he's like, I didn't even know that was a rule. I just thought, you know, because he's probably not been used to being in the playoffs a lot. You know, you get in the playoffs, and there's 1 second left, you do something crazy in overtime. You know, you don't think there's another one. I don't know. I think it's stupid. I think it fucks up standings. I think it fucks up. I mean,
it only messes it up so much. You're half a game back and a half a game up.
Well, now you got four teams with a tie under their belt this season. Almost had six.
Almost six. It would be cool if you had six.
Did you see that thing?
If you had five, another team got two ties.
Did you see that thing on Twitter that said last time in the NFL there were two ties? The Cleveland Indians were in the World Series and they lost in seven games.
Well, there you go then. Then you're definitely going to win. Stupid loser logic.
Loser logic. I'm not saying that means they're going to win or lose. I'm saying that's interesting. Now there's two ties. Cleveland's in the World Series, and they could be going to Game 7. Now if they lose...
Yeah, your dream catcher, Perry.
All these dumb fucks with this goat shit I got to listen to for a fucking my entire life. I mentioned something that's actually statistically, you know, funny and interesting and topical, and I'm an idiot?
Yep, you are. Correct.
The bloody sperm whale has spoken.
Tyler, just the worst. I mean, you spend how much to get there? How much to park? And you walk away with a tie?
These guys flew to fucking England for a tie.
Fuck that.
They're all like, dude, we came out here for a tie? Well, luckily that was in England.
Anybody understand it, though, it's England because they have soccer.
I was just going to say, that's exactly what I was just going to say.
That's bullshit, too.
But, I mean, I'm sure they hate ties, and I mean, I wouldn't want to fucking pay. I mean, you take your family, you're paying $600, $700. Most NFL tickets are $125, $150. I mean, you've been to a lot of Bills games.
Yeah, I mean, $150 for, like, shitty seats.
Exactly. So you got a family of four, you know, I'm bad with numbers. That's like $2,000 right there just in tickets.
The weird thing is I've been to draws in MMA, you know, and they show us a draw. Crowds get behind that usually. They're usually like, yeah, both these guys fought hard.
I think that's different.
Fucking got a loss.
I think a draw
is really what you're getting, not a win.
A legit draw in boxing or MMA or any combat sport like that. When everyone's like, you know what? Yep, I had a hard time deciding who won that fucking thing too. Well, good for both of you. But a draw doesn't hurt you in rankings the way a tie can hurt you in standings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a loss hurts you majorly. A loss in football hurts you almost the same as a draw. You have one less chance for a win.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not a win, but it's not a loss. So a team that's eight and eight.
They're taking into account your losses more than your overall win. If you're 17-2, it's really not much different than 20-2. It's not like, oh, wow, it's more. It's just like they count it two, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I just think it could be so easy to get rid of.
Yeah.
I feel like this whole episode we've just been complaining about what's wrong with the NFL.
Well, I don't like how some people say they should have a field goal competition, but that's not even a sport. That's not what we're talking about. We didn't play the whole time to have that. That's not like a shootout in soccer.
I think people are saying it'd be interesting to see how many missed field goals. There's been a lot of missed field goals this year.
And extra points.
And extra points, but they moved that back, and now it's not a chip shot, which is why you see a lot more people going for two. And I think you'll see that trend increase over the next couple of years. People saying, let's go for two, let's go for two. As the stats come in of like, hey, man, since they changed this rule 3 years ago, let's say, about moving the PAT back, look how many times we've missed versus how many times we've gone for two and gotten it. You know, what are the percentages of likelihood of us popping something in from the 2 yard line versus what is now a 34 yard field goal, which never is a real chip shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see like how valuable a really good kicker is. You know, you have guys where you're going to go for it every time. You have guys where you're like, you know what? Let's go for two every fucking time. If I have Cam Newton and I know I can get a 2 yard QB sneak pretty much on command, why not go for two every fucking time? It'll be really interesting to see if anybody has a kicker that all he does is kick 50-yard plus field goals and kickoffs. And everything else is a two-point conversion.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, you could do short field goals, too, 35-yard field goal. But
Of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going for it every single time. If I was a fan of a team, I'd be like, yeah, let's just always go for it. That's right. Unless you like, you tie it up with like 1 minute left, and it's like, yeah, let's get the extra point now.
How good are the fucking Patriots? I hate saying it, man. I know you must really hate it. I
hate the Patriots.
Is that your all-time least favorite sports team?
Yeah, probably.
Number one team, anyone
from Boston, because the Bruins are the same way with the Sabres. It's
Boston fans are tough to fucking be around.
Yeah.
We've said that a lot on this show.
They're really awful people, too.
Mm-hmm.
They can be awful people.
Yeah. They make you feel like Cubs fans.
I mean, Cubs fans, you at least feel sorry for a little bit. Cubs fans, you at least, if my team isn't in it, it'd be cute if you guys finally got one, so I quit after fucking hearing about it.
Yeah. Step up.
You know, a lot of people have that. Boston fans are like, I mean, Boston fans still think right now that the Red Sox were undefeated and they're in the World Series. Up 6-0.
They really do.
That's how fucking stupid they usually can be. I've never met a Boston fan where talking sports didn't end up with me being like, that's just you. There's no, you know. Same thing with Cowboys fans, though. You guys the same way. You ever talk football with Brett Ernst or Ari?
Oh, he's the worst. I'm a Cowboys fan. He's the worst.
Yeah. He's the same guy that told me they wouldn't have a quarterback controversy if Romo went down and this kid did good. And I go, okay. And then Romo went down, and now he's doing good. And he's like, we might have a controversy. You know, Romo comes back and he doesn't win. I'm like, that's exactly what I told you 9 weeks ago in the parking lot of the store, and you gave me an ear beating that I had to fake my own death to get out of. I had to fake a heart attack at the Comedy Store parking lot. It cost me $2,000 in hospital bills and ambulance fees. But I didn't have to listen to 3 hours of Brennan's telling me that Romo actually has never really been injured. And if you really look at it and look at it, read his charts, he's only really gone down once for one injury, and everything else is just – and like, dude, he's always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, if you really look at it, though, they kept him out on purpose to keep him – I'm like, I don't care. If I'm paying the guy $60 million to play quarterback, he plays 8 games in 3 years, I got a fucking problem when I got a kid – that's making $700,000, that's lighting it up like a fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah, the thing is, Dak might be their quarterback for the next 10 years. So it's almost like, let's just get on with it.
I mean, dude, that's, you saw that happen with when Tom Brady came in with Bledsoe. And they're like, you know what, man? This guy just rambled off 9 out of 11 wins with you on the bench. He's a hell of a lot cheaper. And everybody in the fucking stands has his jersey on right now.
When does Romo come back?
He's good now. He's practicing.
Correct.
Like he could play on Sunday if he really wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think they'll have him play on Sunday, but I think, you know, I think both those guys are on a short leash. I mean, do you just give it to him? Do you just let him play if it's you?
No.
I don't.
No, you keep Dakin.
I agree
thing,
with you.
Same thing happened to the Bills in 99. Rob Johnson, they signed Rob Johnson to a big contract. They had him ready to go. He got hurt. They brought in Doug Flutie. He ran the table.
Flutie Flakes. I remember
got him
that
into
was
the
Flutie
playoffs.
Flakes, yeah.
And then Rob Johnson was good to go against the Titans, and they decided they would start him, even though, you know, he had been hurt and missed like 8 weeks, and Flutie was the quarterback, and he was the guy. They start Rob Johnson. He's shitty for the first half. They put in Flutie. They come back, and then they kick off to Tennessee, and they run the lateral Music City
that
Miracle.
That was the Music City Miracle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was that fucking
so
game.
They should
if,
not.
If Romo was available last game, if he was available, and they were struggling in the first half, they were, and Dak was probably playing not good, interception, no touchdowns, not playing well. I think 5 of 17 in the first half, an interception, and a bad interception right in the end zone, cost him 3.
To me, it's got to be it's 24-0 at halftime.
If Dak's
got 2
bad,
picks.
If Dak's playing bad, you put in Romo. But if
Romo's
available,
then, I think they would have been like, put him in.
Yep.
And then we wouldn't have seen a comeback.
Yeah. You know, and that comeback for him, I think it sends a message to not only the coaching staff, but your teammates. Like, hey, man,
yeah, it's like, guys,
you can get on my back.
You're going to have some bad games, but I'm going to be right there like Steph Curry and go 5 for 17 yeah. 3. Mm-hmm.
I'm not just in here to manage the clock and hand the ball to this great running back until Romo gets back. I can actually take over a game, and you can trust me in the trenches. You can trust me in the fucking overtime. That was a big message game for him with all this talk about Romo coming back, in my opinion.
Dude, he's that what you talk about, which you always want a quarterback. He is that. They just doesn't look the part.
Yeah, you're saying he's a nice white quarterback?
Yeah, I can't say it now, but yes.
Why can't you say it now, Ari? Ari?
Yeah, what?
Why can't you say that now? Because your driver? Your driver's not a nice white quarterback?
Exactly.
She seems to be driving right now.
Yeah, down the field.
Quite literally.
Towards after. Yeah.
All right, what are your personal opinions of black people?
You know, helpful. Really helpful things.
Who's helpful?
They were.
Were? This is so fun.
You wanted a napkin clean.
Oh, boy. This is great. All right. Let's wrap it up because I have to be somewhere a little bit earlier today than I normally do. What do you got? What do you got, Ari? I'm going to plug a couple things, but anything you want to last minute shout out?
Yeah. I just want to make sure everybody knows. Oh, well, two things. One, I have my storyteller show is this Thursday at midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. This weekend is Brian Regan. Me, and there was one other person. I forgot who the last person was. Brian Regan, me. Oh, and Roy Scoville.
Mm.
Good episode this week. And then, so Ryan Sickler is going to have a story on Thursday on YouTube, and Regan's story is out right now on YouTube. One of the best stories of the year, Brian Regan. And then the other thing I wanted to plug, so set your DVRs, I guess, if you still do that for midnight Comedy Central. Set it for a few minutes extra so it doesn't cut off my end of my story, which it probably will if you don't set it for extra. And the other thing I just wanted to say is, guys, here in this election is really probably the last one we have before the election, before people go vote. So I just want to say it's kind of one of those elections that torn people apart, lesser of two evils kind of thing. I would just say don't vote. Don't get involved. Don't vote for either one. Do yourself a favor and wait for better candidates.
I agree with you.
demand better before you just
wholeheartedly
garbage.
And those are both my options. I don't want one. You're gonna fuck me over anyway, so just do it. I don't want to spend the fucking time waiting in some fucking line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, this is what we can offer you. Like, I don't want any of that.
Ask your driver who she's voting for.
No.
Ah, that was the best. It's going to be hard not to name this episode. No. Rick Springfield at the Staples Center. But Brown Drains rolls off the tongue pretty well. Ari, please get your butthole fucking looked at. I'll do sponsorship after you hang up. I know you got to bounce. But no, you got to get something's bad, and it's got to be taken care of.
Something bad going to happen here.
I mean, you're just going to bleed out one of these days. And,
yeah.
You know, as long as it's not in that bed that everybody I know seems to sleep in repeatedly, I can't wait till Adam Ega gets all that cum on his back. Brenton, what do you have going on? What do you have coming up? Plug whatever you want, buddy. We love you.
I've got the Comedy Store tonight, Main Room, Belly Room.
Sweet.
Madhouse Comedy Club this weekend in San Diego. And follow the Comedy Store and all things comedy.
There you go. I appreciate it. Guys, once again, this Friday, November
4th. Wait.
Yes,
wait.
Go.
You do the Comedy Store. You do the Comedy Store Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, girls, if you want to send DMs to the Comedy Store Instagram, but they're going to Brenton. So send naked DMs to...
Yeah. Any naked DM on Instagram will go straight to Brenton Biddlecombe. And, dude, how much do you love getting pictures of clams? Loves it. He loves it. who doesn't? So stupid, right? Oh, by the way, Clippers undefeated. Trust me on this. I'm gone next week. Tripoli's in next week. There will be NBA talk. So don't start tweeting at me, why didn't you talk NBA? Because Cubs are in the goddamn World Series. I know the NFL, like that's my favorite sport. And next week is Ari and Sammy. And I promise you, Sammy is proud about the Clips winning, and he will talk a lot of NBA. So I was like, why am I going to get an NBA now when they're going to talk about it a lot next week? 205 coming up. I won't be here next week. So, guys, enjoy 205. That's a week from Saturday. I'm excited for that. I will be, again, November 4th.
There.
Come to my thing. Are you going to 205?
Yeah.
Mm. That'll be cool. You got like the Joe Rogan, the sweet hookup? Nice. Ooh, that's going to be good, man. You got to get like audio, maybe try to get some interviews, do some like punch drunk work.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Hide some edibles, whatever the fuck. Do whatever you got to do. But that'll be a lot of fun, man. I'm jealous you get to go to that. That's sweet. This Friday, guys, Tiger Room, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 7 o'clock show, 9 o'clock show. Tickets are going super fast. But please, anybody that wants to go, I'll be tweeting all the links to all of that. Please come be a part of that. And then a few other gigs that I have. I'm doing a 5-minute set at the CNC Music Factory Outlet Store. I don't know what that really means, but try to come to that. I'll be lip-syncing Chris Porter's headlining set outside of the Burger King on La Brea. That should be pretty funny. He's a real funny guy. And then tonight, I'll be doing a 10-minute Not Okay at the parking lot of the Comedy Store. So come to see any of those if you want. And then a couple quick plugs. All things comedy, allcomedytshirts.com. That is where you guys can go to get all of the Punch Drunk shirts that we have for sale currently. The Mike Tyson shirt. We have a Red State Teeb shirt coming out. We have a Jew Clam shirt coming out. The Why Would I Lie shirt. Yep. The Why Would I Lie shirt is already there. The Mike Tyson Punch Out logo shirt is there. The regular Punch Drunk logo shirt is there. And you guys can buy all of those there. Allcomedytshirts.com. Just the letter T, not T-E-E, spelled out. Allcomedytshirts.com. You can buy all your Punch Drunk shirts there. You guys have been looking for them. You guys have been begging us to have them. You can finally go there and get them. We have a couple new ones coming out. We have the Red State Teeb coming out, and we have a Jew Clam coming out. But you can buy the Why Would I Lie shirt and the other two Punch Drunk shirts. So that's pretty sweet. Guys, go to betdsi.com. Go to betdsi.com. You get use the code PUNCHDRUNK. You get 10 free bucks to gamble with. A lot of stuff you can gamble on. Gamble on 205. College football. For all your betting needs, yeah. Right now, guys, is the best time of year in sports. NBA, NHL, NFL, college football, college basketball, UFC, and boxing.
7 different fucking American sports going on all at once, and it's only happening for the next couple days. So bet on the World Series.
If you want to get a rise out of Tony Hinchcliffe, probably talk trash to, about him about Ohio State because he still thinks they have a chance right now.
Oh,
so
God,
right now, if you talk trash, he'll go back at you and really stick his foot in his mouth. So go at Tony Hinchcliffe pretty hard about Ohio State. Everybody.
When it comes to sports, he's been wrong about absolutely everything he has ever said about sports. And then somehow he said, I told you so.
He drafted all Buckeyes in our fantasy league.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He's the same guy that he bet me that the Niners were going to go to the playoffs after they were 1-2. Oh, you'll see. They will go to the playoffs. They will ride Chip Kelly and his NCAA brilliance. I go, yeah, but he's not in the NCAA. He's in the NFL, and the Niners are fucking pure garbage. The Niners are the kind of team the Niners are like pretty much what Ari plugs into his whale blowhole. So he doesn't spew blood all over his, so he doesn't miss blood and fucking diarrhea all over his fucking ceiling fan. So he was wrong about that. I would love, I'll make money off Tony as much as I can. I'm going to go bet him on Ohio State not making it to anything. Cause I'm sure, oh, you got it. I'll bet you $1 million. Joe Rogan, I need to borrow $1 million. Tebow's after me. So stupid, dude. Go to BetDSI. BetDSI.com for all your goddamn betting needs. You guys have been great with them, and they're so fun. And I always put up my parlays that you guys, if you want to lose money, follow my parlays. But we give you $10 to gamble with. Guys, go to BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Set yourself up. You get 10 free bucks to gamble with. If you win that, start bankrolling it. Make that cash. CavemanCoffee.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. They get you 15% off. Man, they have a great selection of coffee, tea, chocolates, all kinds of little snacks, healthy teas, healthy coffees, ones that aren't healthy, ones that'll light you up like a fucking crazy person. So go to caymancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK there, that gets you 15%. And finally, SeatGeek, guys, go to SeatGeek, get the SeatGeek app at your app store and go into settings. Put in the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and they get you $20 off of any ticket you guys would like to buy. Concert tickets. Hey, man, maybe Rick Springfield's coming to the Staples Center. if he is, use the SeatGeek app. I just used the SeatGeek app, Ari, to get us those Clipper tickets that we were talking about going to. Me, Garnet, a fan of ours from Canada, is coming down. Longtime fan, and he's like, I want to buy tickets for you and Sammy and me. And Ari,
oh, yeah, I saw what he tweeted. He tweeted like, "These good seats, and they're literally the highest, furthest back seats." And they're fine. I'm sure they're fine, but it's like, no, man. Clearly, they're not. The worst seats possible. It'll be good. It'll be a fun experience. But like,
oh yeah,
no, they're not good seats.
But yeah, he hit me up and he's like, "Hey, man, I'm gonna buy tickets when I'm in town. I'd love to go to a Clipper game." He's a diehard NBA fan. I mean, he is a diehard NBA fan. He would watch a spring game floor sweeping. So he's excited to go to a Clipper game, and he's excited to go to a Clipper game.
I heard he lost $400 on a game of Double Dribble.
Double Dribble. I remember that game. That game was the best. Double Dribble was great. Double Dribble was like the Tecmo Bowl of basketball.
You took a shot anywhere in the lane, and they would just take you in for a dunk.
And there was
your back to the basket, and it would just take you in for this window.
And there was that top of the corner three-pointer that was always money if you found that one sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
You like, 10 for 12 on three-pointers just from that spot. So go to SeatGeek. Download the app, guys. That's the best way to get it. Sure, you can get it on your computer. Just go into the promo code, put in PUNCHDRUNK there. But it's great to have it on your pocket all the time because you never know when you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know they were going to be in town. Look it up on your phone right there so you don't forget about it. And put in the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $20 off of your first concert, sporting event, playoff ticket, whatever it is you are looking for. Go to SeatGeek.com and they'll have it for you. And then finally, guys, you got to do any shopping, Amazon link. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com first. You can listen to old episodes. You can vote on some polls that we have over who's going to win Bag of Bets. We got all the polls going up there of all the Bag of Bets that are currently going, so you can check out those and be up to date with who's winning and who's losing and what they have to do. So if you've got to go to Amazon to do any shopping, go to PunchDrunkSports.com. Click the Amazon link. That'll take you right where you have to go. But that helps us out a little bit, and we get like 0.8% of the shipping of whatever it is that you ordered. But all that adds up, and we appreciate everything that you guys do. Go Clippers. go Cubs, go Falcons, and God in heaven, please go Cubs. Suck it.